Good evening. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion research about the Phoenix, Arizona area, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona area?
Oh, I'm sorry. What's this?
This is just a study we conducted, especially is focused about housing, the housing conditions, the housing crisis. Can you share your opinion with us real quick? Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
No.
You don't live in Phoenix, Arizona area?
Yeah, I'm close by.
Okay. ¿Habla español?
A little bit.
Okay. You don't live in the Levine area?
Oh, yeah, I live in Levine.
Oh, Levine. Okay, great. Because this is about Levine area, man. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
Generally speaking, I think our infrastructure could use some improvement. I'm concerned about water, and the allowing of foreign buyers to come in and grow things that abuse our water supply.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because as we move forward, we're going to talk about those issues also, you know, about the kind of the structures, buildings that you want to see in Levine and what kind of business you want to see in Levine. But as of right now, just for the sake of a research, do you think that, generally speaking, the things in Phoenix, Arizona are going in the right direction, or you feel things are going off on the wrong track? In general, to the best of your knowledge.
I would say it's a little bit better.
Okay, so right direction? Sure,
right.
That as your answer? Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as the Levine, okay? Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read the Levine area again?
No, I'm familiar.
Okay, great. Now, moving forward, okay. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages and your community, can you tell me what is the year of your birth, please? Just a year.
78.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, are you as anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, are you or someone in your household member?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Now, and do you consider yourself as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, and Hispanic, or Latino? How would you?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? If you have
good.
To pick one. Good, okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life in Levine, and 5 means it will do a lot more to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number for 1 to 5, okay? The higher the number,
okay,
the more it will improve
okay.
the quality of life in Levine. Now, more parks and recreational opportunities. From 1 to 5, how much will you think it will improve the quality
four.
Of life?
4.
And better public transportation options for 1 to 5?
2.
Okay. How about better streets and road maintenance for 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. And more dining and entertainment options?
3.
Okay, and how about more good paying jobs? You think that will improve the quality of life in Levine for 1 to 5?
Yes, 5.
5, okay. How about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses for 1 to 5?
3.
And how about more affordable housing options to rent or buy for 1 to 5?
No, I don't want more people moving here. I'd say 2.
Okay. You like it the way it is, huh? Now, in terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
The right amount.
The right amount? Okay. How about thinking about businesses in your area? Would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount? Too few?
Too few.
And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of all different kinds of stores and businesses. And for each man, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of these kind of businesses in Levine, okay? Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Strongly, somewhat, or no? Would you like to see those type of businesses? No? Okay. In Levine? And how about doctor's offices and hospital? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, remember, the question is, if you would like to see that kind of stores and businesses. Businesses of home goods, the stores, and other retail stores like Target? Would you like to see that type of business in Levine strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about grocery stores and supermarkets? Strongly?
Nope,
somewhat? No. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, on your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
I'd say a warehouse.
What type of warehouse?
Costco or Sam's Club.
Oh, like Costco. Okay.
Yep.
And like big stores like that, Costco. And what other ones would you like to see? Just that type of business?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving forward.
But now, I'm okay with
how much of a problem? I'm sorry?
You can add Target. I'd like Target.
Oh, do you like Target too? Yeah. Okay. Let me add it on. Okay. And Target. Okay. Great. I do appreciate your patience. Okay. We're almost done. Okay. And now moving forward, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it will cost to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not problem at all in Levine? What's your opinion?
It's fairly,
fairly big problem. Okay, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. You think that is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not problem at all?
Fairly big problem.
Fairly big, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward. Still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you real quick the list of different kinds of housing. Now, for each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors? Strongly yes, somewhat yes, or no?
Somewhat. Well, no, somewhat, because there aren't any resources here. Like, we don't have, a senior center, so no. I think they'd be bored.
Okay. How about, would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums? Strongly?
No, I don't want
somewhat?
No?
Nope, okay.
No apartments.
How about townhouses or attached homes? Strongly? Somewhat?
Nope.
Or no? Nope. How about single family? I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay.
Okay. How about single family detached homes? Strongly?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Yes. Okay.
Strongly.
Thank you, man. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20.
More than 20 years, okay. And now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with a friend's family?
Own it.
On our own, okay. Now moving forward, I'm going to read you some proposals. And this is the last proposal, okay? After this, it's just for statistical purpose only, but the proposals to address housing costs and auctions in Levine. Now please tell me your favor or oppose each of these proposals, okay? Now, the proposal is to repropose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with the new housing. Will you strongly favor that proposal? Somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
How about the proposal of changing some laws to allow for the constructions of more multifamily housing, like townhouses, duplexes, or triplexes?
I oppose that too.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly.
Okay, how about changing some laws to allow for the constructions of more condominium buildings? Opposed?
No, I don't want
or
that.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Yeah, strongly opposed.
Strongly, okay. How about repropose or replace parking lots with new housing? Will you favor that proposal or oppose?
We don't have any of those, so I would say oppose that too.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, how about changing some laws to allow for the constructions of more apartment buildings?
No, I don't think strongly oppose that too.
Or strongly oppose, okay. How about changing certain laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Will you favor that or oppose
no.
that?
Oppose.
Or strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly opposed. Okay, let's finish this up. Just a few questions for a statistical purpose only. But what was the last year of schooling that you had completed? Some college.
Short. Yeah, some college.
Okay, thank you. Now, no, I'm sorry. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
More.
Okay, thank you. Now, just strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please? Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Okay, enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.